and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message.
Well, Halloween is coming up very soon. Halloween is going to be the last day of October. It's going to be here before you know it. In fact, they're already putting out the Halloween costumes and decorations and candy and all that. This is a time of year that a lot of children look forward to. Is it acceptable to God? Is it acceptable to God to allow our children and to teach our children to observe Halloween and to pass it from generation to generation? Is it acceptable to put a pumpkin on your porch and put a graven image of a face into that pumpkin and put a candle in there and make a jack-o'-lantern out of it to present a demonic face? Is that acceptable to Jesus Christ, to our almighty, holy God? Is it acceptable for our children and adults to be dressing up like ghosts? What are ghosts? Ghosts are demons, my friend. Is it acceptable for us to be glorifying demons? Is it acceptable to be allowing our children and even the adults to dress up like witches and vampires, which are also demonic? Is it only child's play? Is it just playing games? Or is there real spirits behind it? Well, 8 times a year, the witches and the Satanists observe their high holy days. And Halloween is among the 8 high holy days of witchcraft. In fact, Halloween is the highest holiday or most sacred holiday for witches. Witches and witchcraft is very real. It is not playing games. It is not a child's play. Witchcraft is real. And there are real demonic spirits behind all of this. The 8 times a year that the witches sacrifice humans on a satanic altar includes Halloween, October 31st, as well as February the 2nd, March 20th, May 1st, May Day, June 22nd, July 31st, September 22nd, and December 25th. Now, those are the dates of 8 times a year when the witches sacrifice humans and observe their holidays of witchcraft and Druidism. And the history of Halloween is very well documented. That Halloween was kept by the Druids, the witches in Europe. And the Druids, those European witches, worshipped the apple as very being sacred. And so they would have bobbing for apples on Halloween as part of their custom and tradition, which they would pass down to their children that was being raised in Druidism, that was being raised in witchcraft. Brothers and sisters, people today are raising their children in witchcraft. On October 31st, the clan of Druids in England and around the community of Stonehenge would put on the white robes and hoods, and they would carry Celtic crosses as they would parade down the dirt roads to the next village and from house to house, from campsite to campsite in the villages of many centuries and thousands of years ago. And at the beginning of the line of witches, they would have this male slave that they killed, sacrificed, and drug by a rope that was tied to his left ankle. And they would drag that male slave, that dead person, by the left ankle down the dirt road as they would go from house to house. And they would knock on the door and say, trick or treat. Now, I'm not making this up. This is well documented of how trick-or-treat came to be. And when the person answered the door, the druid, the witch, would say trick or treat, which meant give us the maiden of the house, give us the girl of the house, especially if she is a virgin, give us a woman from this house. And if they did not give a female to the witch, to the druids, to this line of witches that was parading down the street, then the witches would put a six-pointed hexagram star on the house, would paint the star, six-pointed star hexagram, which we know today as the Star of David. They would paint that on their house to say that house is cursed by the devil, that house is cursed by the horn hunter of the night. And they would take then that people would be cursed. But if they gave the woman to the witches, they would reward them with a pumpkin that they would sit on the porch of the house. They would carve a face in that pumpkin, put a candle inside the pumpkin, the jack-o'-lantern, and the candle was made out of human bone and human tissue. And that jack-o'-lantern was left behind on their porch after they took the woman away from the house. It was a trade of a trick or treat. And the pumpkin represented, or the jack-o'-lantern represented, that house or that village had cooperated with the witches and allowed them to take a woman to sacrifice with them. So that is the history of trick-or-treating. That is the history of the jack-o'-lantern. And people are celebrating that and making it into being just fun and games. But there was nothing fun and games about human sacrifice, witchcraft, and curses, and the demons that is behind all this. There are real demons behind the holiday of October 31st, Halloween. In Mexico, it is called the Night of the Dead, and when they dress up as witches and skeletons and warlocks, just like in America, but mostly they dress up like skeletons in Mexico and call it the Night of the Dark, the Night of the Dead, and there's lots of human sacrifice in Mexico on that at that time period as well. Whether we call it the Day of the Dead, the Night of the Dead, or Halloween, or what we call it, it is of Satan, and it is not child's play. Ephesians chapter 5 says, Be you not therefore partakers with them. For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. It does not tell us to walk as children of the night. It does not tell us to walk as children of darkness. It does not tell us to raise our children in darkness. It does not tell us that we can compromise with the devil just because it's fun, but rather we are to reprove darkness. Ephesians 5 says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We are supposed to speak out against darkness, not compromise with it and say it's just child's play. There is nothing child's play about demonic holidays. It is time for us to stop compromising with the devil and making excuses. There is no excuse for demonic activity. The day of the Lord is at hand, the return of Jesus Christ is near, and there will be no excuses on Judgment Day about why you have led your children in Satanism and witchcraft. The book of Deuteronomy tells us to not have anything to do with these consulters of familiar spirits and wizards. Witchcraft is an abomination unto the Lord, both in the Old and the New Covenant. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, 1 Thessalonians 5, 22, says to abstain from all appearance of evil. Well, my friends, if Halloween does not have an appearance of evil, then I don't know what does. Halloween definitely has an appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22 says, abstain from all appearance of evil. It don't say compromise and make fun of it. If it's evil, we are supposed to come out of it and be separate from it and touch not the unclean. We are supposed to be holy saints unto the Lord God Almighty. We serve a holy God, not the devil. Therefore, if you claim to be a Christian, if you claim the name of Jesus, if you claim that you are saved, if you claim you're going to heaven, well, then you better stop compromising with the devil. You better stop observing witchcraft holidays. You better stop observing pagan, demonic, satanic holidays and stop saying it's legalism when I preach against it. I'm preaching holiness. I'm preaching coming out of the world and being separate and becoming saints of God. I'm preaching the truth. So, will you continue to just play games because it's fun to glorify Satan? Halloween glorifies Satan. And if you do not agree with that, then I beg you to fast and fast and fast and do more fasting until you get saved and accept Jesus Christ truly as your Savior and stop playing games. The day of the Lord is at hand. It's time to stop playing games and stop compromising with darkness. And you can call it Harvest Fest all you want. It is still the Halloween satanic holiday. So these churches need to stop compromising and stop calling it by a different name. It is still a satanic holiday, whether you call it Halloween, Night of the Dead, or Harvest Fest. Come out of darkness. I encourage you to examine yourself, because continuing in the traditions of the world is not acceptable to Jesus Christ. Continuing in the darkness of this world is not acceptable to Jesus Christ. We've got to come out and be separate from the world and not act like these people of the night who are trick-or-treating and dressed up in satanic attire and glorifying witchcraft and glorifying Harry Potter and glorifying all kinds of filthiness of the night. We are supposed to be of the day. We are supposed to be children of the light. We are supposed to be children of God Almighty, not of darkness. It's time to get serious and stop playing games. I encourage you to listen next week and also to write me at isawthelightministries.com. And until next time, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.
You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's isawthelightministries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.